Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes, does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is a bonus pod for you today. We're previewing, it's the AL East Outlook, previewing this week, with it's the Tampa Bay Rays. Before we get into it, it's the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, leave a comment, give your Rays win predictions in the comments. You can find us on YouTube. We're on the WEEI channel. Got the whole Play Tessie playlist there. It's got all our episodes in video form. So hit the thumbs up on those videos and subscribe to WEEI. And then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. So I'm here with Sammy. I'm here with Pat. It's Gordo here. We're previewing the Rays. And not a ton changed in the offseason transactionally for the Rays. I mean, they traded Jeffrey Springs. They got Sammy's boy. What's his name? Tim Boyle?
Oh, yeah. Boyle. Boyle.
Joe Boyle. Who's Tim Boyle?
I don't know.
He was a backup quarterback, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Joe Boyle. Yeah. They got Joe Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
But the Rays moves this year in the offseason are the guys that they're getting back. Like, people, like, you forget about who they've got, but like their rotation, it's going to have some combination of Shane McClanahan, Ryan Pepiot, Taj Bradley, Shane Baz, Zach Littell. Drew Rasmussen came back last year kind of as a reliever, but he was really good as a starter before he got hurt. And Joe Boyle. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 starting pitchers right there. The only thing that kind of hurts them, though, is they're playing their games in Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, which is not going to be friendly for pitchers. There's going to be rain delays that where the starters start games and then have to finish after two innings because they can't stop and start back up because it's going to rain all summer. And then the ballpark dimensions there, Tampa Bay, Tropicana Field, known as a pitcher's ballpark, Steinbrenner Field is not going to be the same as that. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be hard to project the Rays this year just because the ballpark factor is going to change so much.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are very, very high on Jonathan Aranda. I keep hearing his name simply because of the ballpark. Big, pull hitter hits the ball in the air. And I just keep every Rays preview I've heard, Aranda. He's going to have a really good year. So, yeah, it's going to help the bats. It's going to hurt the pitching. But that pitching staff, oh my God.
It's good.
Terrifying. Like, I think it is top three in Major League Baseball. It's scary.
As a staff or as a rotation?
Staff.
Yeah, they have. The rotation's very good. They have a lot of high ceiling guys. McClanahan coming back. And then the back of the bullpen, Fairbanks had a weird year last year. I still love Pete Fairbanks. I think he's a very good reliever. And then Edwin Uceda out of nowhere, sub crazy. Two last year. And then they always have a knack for just churning out high quality relievers. So that, but it worked in Tampa. I don't know if it's going to work at Steinbrenner Field. We'll see.
Yeah, that like Edwin Uceda breakout that just kind of they got him for something stupid, right? I'm gonna go find what they traded for him. I remember being really pissed off when I saw what he was acquired for.
It's just classic Rays. Like I mean Fairbanks was nobody, and now he's just unhittable, nasty, delivery, bizarre setup. He's nasty. You said it like we just said. Garrett Clevenger, lefty, yep. Nasty. Kevin Kelly, nasty. They got Jacob Wagspack, who came back from, I think he was in Korea from like 2021 to 2023. He's going to be so good. Like, you know, I mean, he pitched what last year? 4 games. You know, he's just going to be really good for no reason. It's not going to make any sense because it's a friggin' Rays and they just pull these guys out of their asses and they're just amazing. You could just go down the list. Alex Fiedo, he showed flashes with the Tigers. Wouldn't be shocked if he was good. Mike Vassell, Boston kid, probably going to be
Alex Fiedo is another one of those stupid name guys that's going to end up being good for the Rays.
I either played against or we were in the same tournament as Mike Vassell, and he is the best high school pitcher I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he's on the Rays.
Went to BC High, was supposed to be a first-round pick, said no to the draft, honored his commitment to Virginia, and then went eighth round. He was a top 10 Mets prospect at one point. But yeah, dude, he was a freshman in high school throwing 94. If anyone can figure it out, it'll be Tampa.
Do you guys want to hear the Edwin Uceda journey? They got him for nothing. Spoiler alert. They signed him as a free agent. He was initially a Dodger, signed as like an international free agent, and then selected off waivers in 21 by the Diamondbacks. Then in 23, selected off waivers by the Tigers. And then again in 23, selected off waivers by the Pirates. And then again in 23, selected off waivers by the Mets. And then again in 23, selected off waivers by the Cubs. In September of 23, the Cubs released him. In December of 23, the Rays signed him, and the rest is history. And he's just like fucking disgusting. So very fun. They're good for one of those every single year. Like I feel like with the Rays, we just kind of like, I don't want to say count our lucky stars because it's like obviously a very unfortunate circumstance that happened. But like Wander Franco not being on that team has changed the trajectory of that franchise. It just did.
Yep.
Sammy, you're
muted, Sammy.
Sorry, my upstairs neighbors sounds like they're mowing their lawn indoors. Wander Franco was extremely talented, bad person, but yeah, that just like completely cratered the Rays. But still, I mean, we've barely gotten into it. These guys are scary. This might be Rays and Red Sox, top of the American League East. I know the Orioles are still scary, but the Rays, more I look at their roster.
That's a bold take, Sammy. Listen, you can't
Listen. I'm not skirting. Listen to this rotation. Shane McClanahan, who is unbelievable. Like
coming off surgery, though.
Top tier. He looks good. He's looked good so far. Like ace caliber guy. Drew Rasmussen, another guy who's coming back. A lot of these guys are actually coming off of injuries and are back healthy. So, you know, we have that caveat. But the upside is insane. Rasmussen, nasty. Zach Littell, nasty. Ryan Pepiot, former top prospect from the Dodgers that the Rays got in a trade. Nasty. Yep. Taj Bradley, another top prospect guy. Oof. Nasty. Shane Boz, same thing. Another top prospect type. Nasty. And then Joe Boyle, the guy you mentioned earlier, who is an absolute moose. He's 6'7", throws 100 miles an hour consistently, and the Rays have him. So you know what that means. He's going to be a nightmare. That's their rotation. We already talked about the bullpen, Fairbanks, Yuseta. We didn't even mention Manuel Rodriguez, who had a 2.1 ERA last year in 40 games. Sickening. And then you get to the lineup. Now, the lineup is good, not but not good. Great. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't even constitute it as good. It's not a very good lineup. They're not
so catcher is a bunch of like Danny Jansen, Ben Rortvedt, former Red Sox, former Yankee, Logan Driscoll, whatever. Yandy Diaz, Aaron Aranda at first. So those two guys, Brandon Lau, Jose Caballero at second, rotating. Caballero's fast as hell. Lau is one of the better hitting second basemen when he's healthy. Third base, Junior Caminero, who wasn't he the number one prospect in baseball last year at one point?
He's going to be a monster this year. He's going to be crazy. He is ready to break the fuck out. Like that guy's about to go nuts. It was like the Dominican Winter League or something, and then spring training too. He has just been an absolute monster, and like he looks like he's every bit of what they said he was going to be. And he wasn't that great last year, but like he's ready to go. Like that, this is going to be the year.
All right, still going. Curtis Meade, another guy who can play third, also a former top 100 guy.
Have you seen his spring training stats?
Oh, yeah, bro. I got him on my dynasty team. I got him in my keeper league. Curtis Meade.
Who's this? Oh, Curtis Meade.
All right. Curtis Meade in 23 at-bats is hitting .696.
Yeah.
.696. So what is that? What is that? So he's good. The math? What does that mean? He's what is he, like 17?
70% of the time, basically. 70% of the time he's getting hit. This is average, you said? .696 or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like 70% of the time he's gonna hit. All right, I'm still going. I'm not done yet. Ha-Sung Kim, they signed him. He's gonna start the season hurt, but he'll be back. Taylor Walls, not a really good hitter, but he's a lockdown defender at shortstop, kind of Stephen Drew-ish, Gordo. You love that.
Yeah.
Christopher Morel. Gross. They got Christopher Morel, plays all over, not a good defender, but he can hit. Johnny DeLuca, who we talk about a lot. Good defender in center field. Not much of a bat, but he's a great defender. Josh Lowe is a solid outfielder. And then you have Eloy, who knows. But, dude, that's not a bad lineup at all.
I like Eloy.
One name you didn't say, I don't think. Did you say Chandler Simpson?
No, I didn't even say one. Chandler Simpson.
Chandler Simpson, for those who are unfamiliar, they have created in a lab Billy Hamilton 2.0. Last year in high A and double A, so maybe makes the opening day roster, maybe not. We'll definitely be up at some point this year. His bare bones stats, like this guy sucks. He has a home run and 29 RBI. He hit .355 with 104 stolen bases. So yeah, that's an issue. And then another thing is their top prospect, Carson Williams?
Yeah.
Carson Williams, he'll be up at some point. He will wasn't in the game plan, 3 years ago, but he'll be the successor to Wander Franco. So they will have a franchise shortstop coming up at some point. They have Xavier Isaac, who's top 50.
Yeah, power hitter.
They've got a really good farm.
I'm telling you, this is a scary team. They're being slept on almost because of the Rays. How could you not listen to those names? And I didn't even mention. They got a guy on the 40 man. Listen to this. This will scare you. They have a guy on the 40 man who I found out about today, whose name is Joe Rock.
That's sick.
Yeah, Joe Rock. He's just a relief pitcher, but his name's Joe Rock.
This team, they've got a lot of, like, just focusing on the lineup specifically, it's a lot of guys where it's like, oh yeah, like that guy's solid. I think that guy could be good. They do not have impact in that lineup. It's gonna
Caminero. Caminero. That's it. Yes.
I agree. I think it's Caminero. I think that's it. And even that's like it's a guy who had what, like a low 700s OPS last year that I think is gonna break out. I think he will break out. Oh shit. Whatever. I saw the news. Whatever. It's football. Yeah. But yeah, where was I going with that? Yeah,
Caminero
could be great, but it's like, okay, there's your one impact bat, and he has never done it before. So it's like, okay, if that breaks right, you've got one impact bat. That's not going to be enough to compete in the AL East, in my opinion. I just don't think.
I don't know. I think they're scary. I think they're really scary. It's the Rays. Their prospects almost always hit. They always hit on prospects. They're freaks in Tampa Bay.
I mean, yes and no. Like they had a few top guys where, like, if they'd panned out, like Luis Patino, who was the catcher from the Padres that they got? Francisco Mejia. Taylor Walls was a super top guy, and like, yes, he's a great defender, but he has not panned out. Like, they had
That was the book on Walls. He doesn't hit, but he's a great defender. If he hits, it's a plus. But I don't know, man. I'm so many things would have to go wrong for these guys not to be good, which is kind of what happened last year, honestly. And it was a freak show. So I don't know.
Well, Sammy, we might be having two conversations here, because they've got an incredible farm system, and what MLB Pipeline had them ahead of the Red Sox, right? It was Tigers and Rays and then Red Sox. Yep. So like, that's there. Like, longer term here, like, we agree the Blue Jays are about to fall off a cliff. I think we all agree the Yankees, I mean, they may not fall off a cliff because they'll spend enough to keep themselves relevant, but their years of being the big bad Yankees here, I think, are coming to a close pretty soon. Like, they're not going to be the number one team we're worried about. To me, longer term, it's the Orioles and the Rays. And for the Orioles, it's because they've got this great base in place and they've got a few more guys coming at the top. And they'll have a nice, you know, 4 or 5 year window. Then they won't pay their guys, and then that'll be that. The Rays, right now, their baseline is kind of, you know, what were they last year? What? How many wins did they have last year? Like 76 or something?
78, maybe.
Let's figure out what their baseline is. Tampa Bay Rays 2024 record.
80.
They had 80 wins.
All right, one less than the Red Sox. Yeah.
So that's the baseline. They should be better than that. They did offload some stuff at the deadline, but they should be better than 80. Anyone here think they're gonna be worse than 80 wins?
No, I think they're gonna be way better than that. I think they're gonna be nasty. I think this is officially the most slept on team in Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Dude, they always are. They always are.
They're so pitching reliant, and they're now in a hitter's ballpark. I cannot confidently say that they'll be better than last year.
Yeah, but they're still tough pitchers. The other team is gonna have to play in that.
I get that too. But I'm with Gordo. I think aside from Caminero, they don't have thump. Not yet. That's
fair. Yeah, they don't have yet. Thump. But how much are they gonna have to score with that pitching staff? They're not gonna
ballpark a little bit more.
But it's gonna be easier for them to score in that ballpark.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this team is on the verge of exploding and being really good. They scare me more than the Orioles do.
All right, here, this is a question I know Sammy's answer, so I'm going to ask Pat. Pat, who do you think is going to be better this year, the Rays or the Blue Jays? Because that's where I'm struggling. Because I predicted the Blue Jays, I believe, to have 84 wins. And I'm trying to figure out if I want to put the Rays above or below that. Like, I'm really thinking on the fly here. Like, I don't just, like, I don't know.
I lean Blue Jays to be better.
You had Blue Jays at less than 80. Like, you had Joe might have been the lowest on the Blue Jays out of the four of us.
I think I had them at like 82. I think I had them a hair over 500, if I remember correctly.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right. Well, let's get into the predictions. We'll compare Red Sox, Rays, and everything. Joe, come on in. And okay, so let's start with the offense. I feel like this one's pretty easy.
Yeah,
I think the Red Sox have a better offense than the Rays. Anyone disagree?
I could talk the Rays. Rays offense and upside. I could talk it up all day. It's not better than the Red Sox though. Come on.
Joe, you're on board with that. Pat, I assume you're on board.
Yeah.
That's the easiest part of the graphic here. All right. Starting pitching. This is a hard one because we read all those names. They have seven legit dudes, and you could argue that five or even six are like top three in the rotation guys. That said, for me at least, I'm on record saying I think the Red Sox have a good shot to have the second best rotation in the American League. But since then, we've had some injuries. Oof. Does anyone have a confident answer on this?
I wouldn't say it's a confident. I give a very slight edge to the Rays just because the depth is so, so good. I think McClanahan and Crochet are very comparable. But then after that, like, the depth is just absurd. It's crazy. And like, I like Hauk. He was great last year, but we got to see him do it again. These guys on the Rays, like, I guess you could say the same thing about them, but there's just so many of them. It's like they have an army of these talented guys, and it's the Rays.
Sox have it too. They've got the Sox. The Sox have that same, like, you can list off seven, eight guys, especially if you include Patrick Sandoval in the back half of the year. Like,
sure,
guys
but
who have
we're
been
talking
top
about
starters
like,
in this league.
But we're talking about, I'm talking depth though. Like, Shane Boz was like a very highly ranked prospect. Same with Bradley, same with Pepio.
And Drew Rasmussen. They're all good.
Yeah, yep. And Rasmussen, I think he wasn't he an all star recently in 2022? He was an all star. Yeah, look at that. 28 starts, sub 3 ERA. So this guy's fucking Rays, dude. Fuck these guys.
can I give you the reason for doubt though, Sammy?
Sure.
How many of those guys, like, you can look at that entire rotation, how many of them have been good for a full season and are not coming off injury? So Shane McClanahan, he's amazing. At one point was maybe the best pitcher in baseball, and if not that, he was the best pitcher in the AL. But they're going to take him, they're going to be very careful with him. Mm-hmm. They're going to be careful with Drew Rasmussen. Then Taj Bradley hasn't done it a full year. Shane Boz hasn't done it a full year. Ryan Pepio, I'll actually say, has done it a full year. He's the one guy I'll give it to. Who am I forgetting? There's another one besides Boyle. Boyle obviously hasn't done it a full year.
Bradley.
Zach Littell. Okay, Zach Littell's done it a full year. Bradley has not. Bradley has had flashes of massive upside, but he's also sucked. Like, he's done both. He looks incredible, but his game logs are crazy. I had him in fantasy. Unfucking predictable. You never know when you're going to get 10 Ks, and maybe he's going to allow 7 runs.
Yeah, last year, 25 starts, 138 innings, but 154 strikeouts. So that's a good,
it's a machine.
Good looks for the future. And then there's Boyle. Boyle's the outlier to me. If Boyle's good, oh my God. Look at his, that's a good Savant page to look at. Look at Joe Boyle's baseball Savant page. If you're into that kind of stuff, listeners, freaky, freaky. He throws really hard. Yeah, 96th percentile fastball velocity, 95th percentile missing barrels, but then 1st percent walk rate, and he doesn't get any chases. But he does get a lot of whiffs. So just, and you know what the Rays pitching philosophy is? They care much less about chase. They're much more into whiff. So I think that's a match made in heaven. And I hate to say it, because as much as I'm talking up the Rays, they're in the same division as our Red Sox. So
I think I am on Sammy's. I think I'm on his same wavelength, where at the end of the year, I could clearly see the Sox like being the runaway rotation favorites over the Rays. But I think coming in, they feel deeper. They feel deeper and a little bit more proven.
You know who else they have? Connor Siebold.
Pat, who are you going with here?
I'm going with the Sox, and I'm strictly going off of, I think both rotations have injury concerns. So with that negating, I'm defaulting to track record, and the Sox pitchers have a better track record. My big thing is, like, Shane Baz, I have loved Shane Baz. Like, going back to when they got him from Pittsburgh, I have loved Shane Baz. Shane Baz made his major league debut in 2021. Career in the major leagues has pitched 23 games. That's insane.
Wow.
That's insane. So there's no track record there. I'm with, I think, everyone here. I think a healthy McClanahan is a top three starting pitcher in the American League. I don't think that's even debatable. He is so, so good. Taj Bradley, super streaky. Zach Littell, time will tell. Sorry for the Zach Littell. We'll see how he does, but he, not that there's such thing as a Tropicana merchant, but he did feel like he'd be one of those pitchers who would benefit from a pitcher's ballpark. So there's that. I mean, Boyle, whatever. We'll see what Tampa does with them. I don't know. I think that Pepio is very good. I like Ryan Pepio a lot.
He is really good.
They have a lot of good pieces, but I don't think they can bank on health, and I don't think they have the track record where you should have so much success that they can do it for a full year. And so for that, I lean Red Sox.
You know what's crazy? The AL East, and damn, this point would be so much easier to make if Gerrit Cole was healthy, but the AL East, side for the Orioles, they have some great starting rotations, because I felt really confident in saying that I think the Red Sox have the second best starting rotation in the American League. Yet last week, I was sitting on the fence about Sox rotation versus Jays rotation. This week, I'm sitting on the fence, Sox rotation versus Rays rotation. And if Gerrit Cole were healthy, I would certainly be sitting on the fence, Sox rotation versus Yankees rotation. I am, in this instance, I'm going to go with the Red Sox. I want to let like these little injury concerns in spring training get in the way. But like the truth is, like, a little nagging hamstring and like Bayo's behind, like, so many of these things, even Cutter, like, they've been quiet on Cutter, but we have, like, who knows? They're going to have a full rotation of dudes who are top half of the rotation guys. And they've got Garrett Crochet at the top of that thing, and they're going to be able to unleash him for the entirety of the season. Whereas the Rays just don't have that. Like, I agree, Shane McClanahan, when he's at his best, I'd argue he's better than Garrett Crochet. But I just don't think you're going to get that this year. Even if he's at his best, you're just not going to get enough innings for, like, he's just not going to finish higher in the Cy Young race than Garrett Crochet. I'm going to go with the Sox here. It's not by a lot, but I am going to go with the Red Sox here. And I agree the Rays have fantastic depth there. I think the Red Sox do too. Bullpen. I'll go first, and I'm just going to say I'm going with the Rays.
Rays. Yeah.
Rays. Rays by far. Not even close.
Joe?
I will say, I hate to say Rays, but what I've seen from the Sox gives me confidence in saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we had this conversation maybe in the first week of spring training, would any of you guys have been tempted to say Red Sox?
No,
I've been kind of down on the bullpen all off season. I don't think it's bad. I just think it's lacking. Like, I like the depth in the Red Sox bullpen, but not the back end guys, which is weird because I feel like in years past, like last year, for example, I liked Martin and Kenley, eighth and ninth, but there wasn't enough depth. This year, I like the depth. A lot of guys could come up from AAA and contribute, but I don't know who's pitching that ninth inning. Liam Hendricks, I've been saying all offseason, I want to give him a shot, but not looking too good in spring training, guys. Not looking too good.
No, it looks like Slayton's job to lose.
Well, he's the latest member of the Ozempic Sox to lose 1,000 pounds after getting sick.
He's back, though. He came back pretty quickly, so I'm hoping he didn't. I didn't see anything about how much weight he lost, but
dude, it's kind of funny.
Gone for a day or two.
We'll talk more about this another time. But okay, Vaughn Grissom, Willier Abreu, who else? Roman Anthony,
Marcelo,
Marcelo. Who else has gotten lost weight or just gotten sick? This is another, I guess Slayton. You could count. His was brief. It's just crazy. Like they're the. Yeah, it's like a weight loss trick. You want to lose weight? Play for the Red Sox. You'll get sick. Puke it all up.
So on the bullpen, though, I will say I would have always gone Rays here just because it doesn't really matter what names they have. The Rays are going to have a good bullpen. That's just death taxes, Rays having a good bullpen. But with the Sox, there was a reason why we all wanted them to get one more back-end guy. Like, we wanted them to swing a trade with the Padres, but they ended up going with Ottavino, Matt Moore, minor league deals. And it's like, okay, like, hopefully someone catches on and sticks. But, like, yeah, there's a chance that Liam Hendricks isn't the Liam Hendricks of old. There's a chance that Aroldis Chapman is just good but not great. There's a chance that Justin Slayton doesn't take that next step. There's a chance that that Garrett Whitlock, even if Garrett Whitlock's really good, he's probably best served throwing multiple innings. So it's like, who's going to get the ninth inning? So I don't think the Rays have that issue. If they're competing and they don't trade Pete Fairbanks, like their 8-9 is going to be great.
Gordo, the good thing about the depth that I was talking about a minute ago.
Suarez, that's the name. Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
The good thing about the depth is you can make Whitlock the closer and still have plenty of guys to fill in for those innings. Because I agree. I think he would be great as a multi-inning guy, a guy who comes in, pitches the sixth and seventh inning, bridges you to your late inning guys. But it's not like this group needs someone like that. They don't need it. It would be nice, but if they need Garrett Whitlock to close, he can close. So that's kind of like my saving grace with the bullpen is that Whitlock is back. He's done it before. I would say he was good, but not great as a closer, but he was also a Rule 5 draft pick as a rookie that year. So
barely close too. Not much closing experience, but definitely can do it. And
yep.
I mean, we haven't seen a lot of him. Like, I don't think he's pitched televised once. And I think he's only gotten into one game, but
yep.
Cora was asked, and this was, getting on like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago at this point, but he was asked like who has stood out. And he said, Garrett Whitlock, like, don't forget about this guy. Looks better than 21.
For everyone listening, we're recording on Tuesday, March 11th, just in case Whitlock pitches in a game.
True.
We're paying attention. We're just,
Yeah.
We got to can these episodes, dude?
Yeah. Division preview. But, we all said Rays for the bullpen, correct?
Yep.
All right.
We all said Red Sox. It was pretty even. Well, actually, everyone picked the Red Sox lineup. Everyone picked the Rays bullpen, and then we are split on the rotation.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Look at that.
Balance. Now, win totals. Does anyone... I'm still trying to catch on to what I... does anyone... Okay, Pat. Pat's got one. Pat.
Oh, no. No. I want Sammy to go first, because I want to immediately follow Sammy.
Okay.
I think the Rays win 96. No, I'm just kidding. I think the Rays win 85 games. Very good, not amazing, but a very strong team. I think they're being slept on. 85 wins, maybe a playoff team too.
Where did you have the Orioles?
Oh, where did I have the? I think 84, 83.
I'm
going
to go to the Instagram graphic. I'll go check just to hold everyone honest.
Oh, the Orioles? Oh, I don't remember where I had the Orioles. Blue Jays, I had 81 or something, 82.
All right, you ready? Orioles, I had 90. Sammy had 86. Pat had 87. Joe had 85.
Yeah. All right. So a game worse than the Orioles. I think just because the injury stuff scares me, but I think the Rays have more upside than the Orioles.
Ooh, that's an interesting.
I'd much rather meet the Orioles in the playoffs than the Rays. And I don't even think that's a hot take. The Rays just scare the shit out of me.
I'd rather meet the Rays in the playoffs. The Rays in the playoffs, especially, like their model almost, it just doesn't work in the postseason.
Doesn't translate, yeah.
But the Orioles, haven't won a playoff game in how many years?
Like no, I know. They're a disaster in the postseason, too. But I don't think that's because like a formula issue. I think it's just they've had a bunch of young guys and haven't been ready. And to be fair, they're not going to, unless something changes, they're not going to have a great rotation in the postseason. But you want to talk about upside. I don't think there are many offenses in baseball that have more upside than the Orioles offense this year.
Yeah,
just
totally
the guys they've got coming.
It's more the pitching. I think their pitching rotation blows.
Yeah,
I think the back end of their bullpen is good, but the rotation, I think, stinks. And that's why the Orioles, I think, will get just murdered in the playoffs.
So Sammy had 85, right? You had 85 for the Rays?
85 wins for the Rays, yeah.
All right, Pat, you want to follow this? What do you got?
79.
Hell yeah.
Think they'll get worse than last year?
I do. And I think that's, look, playing in a new park's not easy. And I get that. I think that's different. They're also used to playing indoors, never mind at Tropicana. Outdoors, new stadium. Yeah, and I think the rest of the division is so good that it's going to hurt them a little bit. McClanahan back is huge, but I also think they're going to be smart with him. He'll be on some form of innings limit. Baz, I hate to say it because I do love Shane Baz. Almost inevitable he gets hurt. Pepiot's pretty good. Bradley's inconsistent, and I just don't think the offense is all that great. I don't. I think Kevin Harris is going to have a great year outside of him. I don't think there's much there yet. I think when Carson Williams comes up, different conversation, but this year, I like where they're going, but this year I think they're a hair under 500.
Pat, is it safe to say that this year will be the worst year the Rays have in the next 5 years, do you think?
Oh, yes. I will stamp the seal of approval on that.
Yeah,
because
me too.
Carson Williams comes up, Xavier Isaac comes up, Caminero gets his footing. You're talking about a whole different team.
Joe, win total, where are you at?
I mean, I'm on the baseline of Pat too, with the ballpark being such a huge factor. Like, I take their rotation and I take their bullpen, but having such a different ballpark compared to Tropicana Field, it'd be one thing if it was like Fenway to some other outdoor park. But this is like, as you guys were talking about with Tropicana, to basically a triple A ballpark that is so not friendly to pitchers. I think I'm going to be cautious and say 80. I think they get 80 wins, so they're one game under 500.
Okay. I think the ballpark thing, Joe, you make a good point, and you can think it's a little bit different than what happened to the Blue Jays in the COVID year. Like, those guys had to basically uproot their life. What did they? They went to Buffalo? Do I have
Buffalo.
That right?
Yeah.
They went to Buffalo. So, like, the Rays guys, like, they don't have to move if they don't want to, but it's a completely different facility, different everything. And I don't know, maybe it's an upgrade over the Trop. I don't know, but they're going to have to, there's a lot that's going to change, and it goes beyond the on-field dimensions and the weather. Like, there's a lot that's going to be different for those guys. I do think that they're pitching, that their rotation, like they're just not going to have and Rays guys get hurt. So like, this could change in the snap of your fingers, but it just doesn't look like they're going to have too many games started by schmucks, similar to how we say it about the Red Sox. I do think they're going to be better than last year. I think they're going to be above 500. I think every team in the AL East this year is going to finish above 500. but I think it's going to be 82 wins. And to be honest with you, 82 wins for me, I'm not going to say what place it's going to be because we have the Yankees coming next week, and we'll formulate our standings predictions off of that. Well, I guess we won't have done Red Sox, so we'll have standings predictions when we do the Red Sox official season preview and everything right before the season. But the Rays will, in my guess, have 82 wins, and that's going to have a chance to put them in the basement, which just goes to show you how talented the division is.
Stacked.
Yeah.
Yep.
So to wrap it on the wins, Sammy had 85, I had 82, Joe had 80, Pat had 79.
Yep.
There you have it. But what was that? Was that a bigger gap than we had? So Sammy had 85. So that's a 6-win gap. Last week, I had the Jays at 84. Joe had 79. So that's a 5-win gap. And then Orioles,
I'll tell you right now, when we do the Yankees one, we are going to have a hell of a gap because I am. I'll save it.
Yeah, big gap.
Just wait.
Stay tuned for next week. We will have the Yankees AL East Outlook preview. So subscribe to Play Tessie. Get the notification when that episode drops. You'll have a couple episodes in the meantime before we get to that point. Do we? We leave for spring training next week, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Eight days.
So that episode will drop while we are there.
I leave for spring training tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Sammy's going to Arizona first. So Sammy's on a fucking journey now.
I'm scouting.
But yeah, we'll stay tuned for episodes next week. But yeah, subscribe, rate, 5 stars, all your podcast platforms. Go find us on YouTube on the WEI channel. Subscribe to WEI. Find the Play Tessie playlist on the WEI channel. Find all our videos there where you can hit the thumbs up. We would really appreciate that. You can find us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. That's going to do it for our third of, I guess, 4, because I guess the Red Sox preview won't be part of the AL East Outlook. I don't know. It's the AL East Outlook, 3rd of 4. Tampa Bay Rays edition for you today. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe here, it's Gordo. For Play Tessie, thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.